Our second reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, two very short verses from the end of Matthew's Gospel. It's Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, for the word of God among us, thanks be to God. Okay, talk among yourselves for 10 minutes till I fire up the iPad. Technology is wonderful when you've got a handle on it and you know what you're doing, but hey-ho. Oh, no, it's not that one. Let's go back a bit. All right, there we go. It takes faith. It takes faith to embark on a journey, especially a journey not of our choosing. It takes faith to make that first step, and then another, and another. It takes faith to clamp down on our fears and boldly go. It takes faith to embrace what is new and different, unfamiliar, or even downright scary. It takes faith to journey with God into the unknown, with a spring in our step, a song in our heart. It takes faith. Right. I want you to do some thinking. I want you to think of a place you would love to be. A beach, a hillside, a country walk, a place from childhood, coast, mountain, a place you went fishing, or a family picnic. Think of that place. Have you got it in your mind's eye? Now I'm going to ask you to do something terribly un-Presbyterian. I want you to talk to your neighbor, the person in front of you, behind you, around you. Talk to that person. Share where your favorite place is. You've got 30 seconds. Get talking. 30 seconds to go, folks. Talk faster. Listen harder. Oh, quiet has descended. I'll jump in now. We're looking at the narrative lectionary, as Betty said, and we're going through 6 of the 7 weeks for the colors of the rainbow. I've got a rainbow. It's in the making. Work in progress. And this week, the color is orange. The color of sunshine. The warmth of the fire. But the fire can also be dangerous and consuming. The word for our rainbow could be shalom. This could be translated as peace, or wholeness, or reconciliation, or being right with God and with each other. God said to Abram, "I will make for you a great nation." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our God and our Redeemer. Amen. In today's reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, we come upon an interesting passage, albeit one that for generations has been easily hijacked for our own purposes. We need to be careful this week. There could be a temptation to claim certain phrases from the scripture and use them as a blunt instrument to clobber people with. I don't know if the word clobber translates into American, but you know what I mean. And we've got to be wise here to remember that the story of Abram's call to journey is an ever-recurring story. People of faith then and now are continually called to journey in faith, making choices about how we live in the world and what kind of witness is borne out by those decisions. God said, I will make for you a great nation. It's easy to misuse that text, looking to score political points, whether in an independence debate as we had recently, September in Scotland. I will make of you a great nation. Misused when we talk about flags, or even debates about whose land is it anyway. Let us read it wisely, with ears open to hear both sides of the discussion. Until we come to the story of Abram, God has been trying to redeem the world after various bad choices by his people. The story of Adam and Eve, Cain, Noah, so many decisions made that have resulted in God's shalom being broken. So God chooses a new avenue through which to create shalom for all the nations. And this avenue takes the form of an individual who is known originally as Abram, who eventually becomes Abraham. But this plan has very little to do with Abram as a person and everything to do with God's special concern to build shalom, releasing God's story of grace and promise into the world. What do we mean by the word great, as in, I will build of you a great nation? It might mean significant or important or essential. People recognize the desire for a great nation and undoubtedly would see this as the end result of their politicking, their activities and their actions. But the shape might in fact be very different from what they imagined. What the phrase a great nation will come to mean, for Scotland at least, in the light of the recent independence debate, it's unclear. But the story of Abram reminds us that greatness is based completely on the blessing of God. Nothing becomes great without God's blessing. For Abram, the greatness is not about power or fame or status. True greatness results in blessing, in passing on to others what God has freely given to you. Scripture says, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. That's a very loaded statement. And the text can resonate for us all, using the ideas of blessing and cursing, and God simply making real what we wish on our neighbors. Be careful what you wish on others, because they might be wishing it twice back on you. But that is a very interesting sentence. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. It can be read in different ways. I will bless those who bless you, but those who curse you, I will curse. Or another way of looking at it is that through you, all the tribes of the ground or families of the earth will be blessed. Or even through you, they will all bless themselves. Hebrew's a tricky old thing. Blessing is doing. God had not arranged that Abram simply sit there and receive blessing. Rather, that Abram finds in everything that he does, by the choices he makes, through the decisions he comes to, others will be either blessed or cursed. Abram now is given the task of reconstructing the damaged shalom of God after floods and the drunkenness of Noah, after Babel and Cain, after fig leaves in the garden. In this person rests the work of bringing the shalom of God back to the world. And so, it is here that Abram pauses, reflects on his call, not for himself or even for a nation. We are to hear this from the perspective of God and the journey to establish shalom, not for Abram's new nation, but to establish God's shalom for the world. Abram is on a journey. It's a stage on the way. And he takes time to pause and to reflect. It's not the end of everything, nor is it the beginning. It's a stage on the journey of reconstructing the world. And this week, let's take time to pause, to consider the crossroads in our own journey towards the shalom of God. And to finish, a little story, not from me, but from the best exotic Marigold Hotel. What a film. I used to think it was very much like my congregation, older people who are old enough to know better and young enough to care. And then it got to the wife swapping, and I thought, well, maybe not. I don't know. And there's a catchphrase in that film, uttered continually by the beleaguered hotel owner. In the end, all will be well. And if it's not well, then it's not the end. Amen.